I am a professional philosopher. This is Dr. Harrell Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I am a professional philosopher. What does it mean to be a professional philosopher? A professional philosopher is a person who has his own belief, who has his own attitude toward life, who does not listen to what other people say, but is the source of what other people listen to. I am a professional philosopher. People oftentimes ask me, "Oh, Herb, you are a philosopher. What philosophy do you teach? Whose philosophy do you teach?" And I tell them my own. And they say, "Oh, come on, get off it. You teach your own philosophy? You mean that you're so good that your philosophy is for you to live?" Well, I would hope so. I would certainly hope so. I would certainly hope that I would have a philosophy that would be worth living, that I would have a philosophy that I'd want to live, that I would have a philosophy that I felt confident in. Don't you feel confident in your philosophy? What is your philosophy? Well, our philosophy is what we think about. Our philosophy is what we believe. Our philosophy is what we dream about. Our philosophy is who we are. Now, who are you? What is your philosophy? What is it that makes your world go round? What is it that makes you feel just wonderful, or that makes you feel perhaps you should reconsider some of these things? What is your philosophy? How often have you asked yourself, truly, what is your philosophy? Well, my philosophy is a lot of wonderful statements. My philosophy first is that I like myself, that I think that I am a wonderfully made being, and I think that God did a good idea, a good work in creating me just the way I am. I think that the eternal, the immortal being that created me to be itself, to express itself, to reveal itself in all of my life, did a good thing. But secondly, I did a good thing in being created so. I did a good thing in recognizing that I am created so. Now, the third thing, which is the telling thing for all of us in our lives, do I believe in our philosophy sufficiently that we follow it 100%. Do you believe that you are so wonderful, that your thought is so wonderful, that your attitude is so wonderful, that your way of living is so wonderful, that your beingness is so wonderful that it should be followed? Do you believe that you should follow who you are? Well, I hope to kiss a pig. Yes, indeed, I hope to kiss a pig. We want to follow who we are. We can do no other. Now, it's a matter of who do you think you are? Well, I know that God created me, and I know that I am God. Now, ipso facto, that's kind of a tough statement to make, because I'm going against what humanity says. Humanity says, I'm only human, I can only do so much because I'm only human. And I say, I'm only God, and I can do everything. And it's not a matter of only. I am God, and I can do everything. Now, this is what my philosophy is. And this is what those people who have chosen to take the courses of the University of Healing learn about. They learn about this, which is so contrary to the teachings of the great philosophers, so absolutely contrary to the teachings of every great philosopher who ever lived. Or is it? Now, we're told it is done unto us according to our belief. We're told that we are God. We are told that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, just letting those few phrases bubble in our mind is enough to make us think, everything falls back on me. Everything falls right in my lap. So if I'm going to be myself and have fun, I have to have some values of being myself, some values of having fun. Now, what is the way I'm going to accomplish this? What's the way I'm going to carry it out and being a professional philosopher? Well, I don't have to be a professional philosopher of teaching what Plato taught, however beautiful and good and wonderful that is, whatever Aristotle said, whatever all of these various Swedenborg and many other philosophers of the world, Kant and these people told us. They're wonderful, but they too, if you read them, are merely thinking through ideas. Well, now, why shouldn't you think through ideas? Why shouldn't I think through ideas and come to conclusions and have these conclusions be my professional philosophy about myself? They are, anyhow, whether I want to admit it or not. My philosophy is what I believe about myself. My philosophy is what I hear when I listen within to the divine in me shining forth all that the divine in me is. And truly, if I were to say I listen to the divine philosophy in me, and I follow the divine philosophy, and I am a professional divine philosophy follower, people would say, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. But where are you going to find the divine? The divine is within you, within me. I can only listen to my own my own drumbeat. I can only listen to my own philosophy. I can only listen to the attitudes that are going on within me, for no other attitudes on the face of the earth make any difference. It's only the attitudes in me that make any difference at all, and that's what I follow. I am a professional philosopher. You are a professional philosopher. And as a professional philosopher, you deserve to be listened to. I deserve to be listened to by me. You deserve to be listened to by you. And so, you listen to your divine. You listen in quietness and peace, like listening to the clouds as they float over the sky. You listen to the divine in your consciousness, telling you all the beautiful things that you are, because that's all that matters. The divine in me is always telling me how wonderful I am. The divine in me is always telling me that, hey, Herb, you're the super sky, Herb. You are unconditional love, Herb. You are peace and you are power and you are presence. You're this. Oh, and I say, wow, wow, thank you, thank you, thank you, divine, thank you. And the divine says, don't thank me, just thank yourself. That's who you are. That's what's going on inside of you. That's what's going on outside of you. That's all that you are. And I say, good, good, good. And so it is. Now, where are you on this pathway? Where are you in this world of illusion? Where are you as life is going by? Are you a professional philosopher? Yes, you are. Am I a professional philosopher? Yes, I am. Does it matter that we are professional philosophers? Not at all. Except to us. Every professional philosopher lives in his own ivory tower, away from all the world, away from all other people's points of view and attitudes. A professional philosopher lives in his own divine inner creativity, and all of the world is good and very good. Enjoy that today and know that's who you are. Have a lovely day and know that I love you eternally.